Welcome to your daily update from the 2022 World Sailing Annual Conference. The second day of the 2022 World Sailing Annual Conference featured several meetings relating to the rules and officiating of world sailing events, as well as planning for future events and developing talent in line with world sailing strategy to promote inclusivity, gender equity and accessibility. The board enjoyed meeting in person for the first time since May and made decisions on their recommendations on the submissions for which they were the reporting committee. They also made final decisions on the staff technical delegate and the deputy chiefs for Paris 2024. The board decided they would rather wait to listen to the discussions and recommendations from the relevant expert committees before offering their opinion on the other submissions. The board will meet a further 5 times throughout the week to conclude their agenda. This will also give the opportunity to discuss matters arising from the various committees and commissions. The open discussion on governance reform allowed member national authorities to raise issues and ask further questions related to the governance reform proposals. A lively discussion led to further clarification on the operational structure set to be voted on during the annual general meeting on Saturday, October 29th. The Youth Events Subcommittee discussed the past 2 Youth Sailing World Championships in Oman and the Netherlands from a commercial, logistical and organisational perspective. The role of the Youth Sailing World Championships will be discussed further, with a strategy to be defined by the board for possible implementation from 2025. Changes to the format for future editions and whether an Olympic Village-style event is still appropriate were also discussed, while considering options to make the event more sustainable. A further submission from the Swedish Federation regarding Youth Sailing World Championship gender requirements in the SCIF events was also presented. The recommendation was to approve the change to 2 events, a female and a male mixed competition. The World Sailing Classes Committee discussed 3 proposals from the Equipment Committee Chair, approving a set of class rules in World Sailing Standard class rules format, adopting the equipment rules of sailing, and also approving the need to obtain World Sailing approval for changes to class rules, 1 design specifications and registration schemes unless otherwise stated. The proposal to consult with the World Sailing CEO before applying to World Sailing for approval was rejected. The availability of third-party liability insurance was also discussed and suggestions were made to mitigate insurance costs. The committee also shared their priorities for 2023-24, highlighting the importance of safeguarding and code of conduct policies. Sustainability was also discussed regarding life cycle assessments and the objective of establishing a baseline for future studies and decisions.
The World Sailing Classes Committee discussed 3 submissions from the Equipment Committee Chair, supporting the requirement to use World Sailing standard class rules for the new classes applying for World Sailing class status. The committee also supported the proposal to require additional information from the classes seeking changes to their building specifications. The proposal to require classes rather than to encourage classes to consult with the office before applying for class rule change approval from World Sailing was rejected.
The events forum saw 4 of World Sailing's special events, the Star Sailors League, World Match Racing Tour, Foiling Week and SailGP present to delegates on their plans to engage new audiences with the sport. Today's other subcommittee meetings discuss key topics of race official procedures, manuals and educational development. The Race Management Subcommittee discussed the development of technology within race management. All subcommittees finalised reviews of this year's first time and renewed international race official applications, taking forward their recommendations to the Race Officials Committee to make their final decisions on Tuesday.